Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
In the vast expanse of the galaxy, power reigns supreme, and loyalty is a currency few can afford. As Corazon, the ruthless overlord of the Kragos system, toys with fate and gladiators, the Black Pearl's crew finds themselves in a game of life and death.
Huh? These Black Pearl's punks seem to have some bite.
Yes, Master! They have been formidable in our trials so far!
Intriguing. I could always have good use for extra muscle in my ranks, provided they survive, of course. Find out everything you can about them, their weaknesses, their loyalties, their favorite drinks, everything.
Yes, Master. Immediately, Master.
As a crowd roared and a steel-horn rampager lumbered into the arena, Corazon leaned back in his luxurious throne. A cruel smile curling across his lips. His enjoyment was interrupted by a buzzing sound from the console beside him.
What is it now? This better be good.
The hologram of one of Corazon's cronies appears, his face bruised, missing a tooth, but grinning.
Master Corazon, we've captured another group of slaves trying to flee the lower districts. They'll fetch a fine price on the market.
Excellent. What else?
And we stumbled upon a stash of cash hidden in an old rack in the outer rings. Enough to cover repairs for your fortress gate and restock your private wine collection.
Ha! Now that is news worth interrupting me for. Perhaps I will throw your lot to the Rampager after all.
Thank you, Master. Anything else, Master?
Yes. Use some of that cash to bribe the local syndicates. If those Black Pearl's fools make it out of here alive, I want them tracked. They may be worth more than a slave if I can bend them to my will.
Master, if I may, do you think they could ever be loyal to you?
Loyalty is a fragile thing, my dear servant. Most people have a price, and if they don't, well, the Rampager can always have an extra meal.
The hologram blinks out as Corazon's eyes return to the arena. The steel-horn Rampager gets agitated by the commotion, pawing the ground as a contestant stand in the metal cage, weapon drawn.
Now, let's see how they fare against the Rampager.
Meanwhile, back on the Federational fleet, the military leaders discuss various topics to keep the peace inside the galaxy, finding a strategy that Hulot calls an all-out war.
Generals, next topic is the smuggling issues from within Havoc's reach. As you know, we sent a small freelance crew, the Black Pearls, to infiltrate and dismantle the networks from within. But there might be a hiccup.
The Black Pearls? They're too reckless for such a delicate mission. Are you not putting too much faith in that unorganized bunch?
We have analyzed their capabilities, and they match the mission perfectly. That being said, there seems to have been a mutiny. One of the crew members turned out to be a spy.
You have it. I knew it was risky to send them. Why don't we just deploy a proper military squadron to restore order amongst those outlaws?
Negative. That would be too costly in terms of casualties. And we have no need for yet another frontal war. Our troops are already stretched thin across the various corners of the universe. Hence, I decided on a more cautious approach.
And this Rose person, do we know more about her? What information does she hold?
Here is her file, Rose Tikas. At first glance, nothing out of the ordinary. However, if we do a more thorough background check, things don't add up. The documents she used are high-quality forgery.
I see. And this is exactly the type of thing we must stop.
Exactly. We are now performing even more extensive background checks. Not just within our ranks, but also with the freelancers we work with.
A wise choice.
Is there anything we can do from here to support that mission?
We don't have a solid support line to that system. But what we can do is introduce strategic interference. Our analysts suggest we leak the false intel into the system, drawing the smuggler's attention away from Havoc's reach. It could create confusion and buy the Black Pulse more time to regroup.
That's a dangerous game. What if the false intel gets leaked and traced back to us?
We'll ensure it appears to come from a rival syndicate. Let them fight amongst themselves. Meanwhile, we continue to monitor the situation remotely.
And if that fails?
Then we authorize a contingency plan. A small, covert unit could be dispatched to extract Rose and capture or neutralize her, but only if absolutely necessary.
Still, seems like you're playing with fire.
Sometimes you have to get close to the flames to extinguish them.
Agreed. Let's proceed with the misinformation campaign and tighten surveillance on Havoc's reach. Meeting adjourned.
In the shadows of Voidreach, Shade begins to reconnect with her old self. As she dons her combat suit for the first time in years, memories of her life as a shadow assassin flood back. But there's a little time for nostalgia. Zyra has a mission lined up to ease Shade back into the game.
Bah, it's a bust. They were indeed better prepared than anticipated. It's almost impressive.
I told you not to be reckless. Now they will be extra vigilant to protect their systems.
No matter. I've plenty of alternative ways to get what we need. By the way, you should change out of that space nurse outfit. Here, put this on instead.
Oh, my infiltration combat suit. That's been a long time. Does its camouflage ability still work?
Of course. And we even improved it with some additional functionalities.
Ugh, sometimes I struggle taking off that belt.
Let me help. It has a button at the front. Maybe if I press it a few times, it might unclick. Ah, and off it goes.
Wait.
Did you gain a few pounds since last time you wore the suit?
I still fit like a glove.
Here, undo this latch.
Phew. There are a lot of good memories in this suit when I was still a shadow assassin. I even have my blades again.
Oh, easy there. Anyway, now that we can't get to them right away, we have time to catch up and make a proper plan.
There's the Zyra I know.
Tell me all you remember gathering about the government, the corruption, and the fate of our unfortunate dad. Oh, and have you gotten more information about the Viper?
Shade and Zyra share information and catch up on stories. Afterwards, Zyra proposes Shade a small mission to get back into the game.
So, before we continue on the main topic, I might have a small favor to ask.
Of course. Anything I can do to help you out.
It's a small but crucial job. One of my informants has been talking. An alien example made out of him.
Do you need me to eliminate him?
Given his years of service, I prefer to send him a clear message. Punishment for talking will be cutting off his tongue.
Easy enough. Who's the target and where can I find them?
You'll need to go back to Kragos, which isn't ideal given the circumstances, but here, take this visor helmet to conceal your identity. It's high-tech.
All right, I can take care of this.
The target's name is Jake. Here, there's a visual. I've proof he's leaking information to the government. I don't have an exact location, but he usually hangs around in local pubs. In the VIP lounge. He has expensive taste.
Got it. Prepare a ship, and I will get to it right away.
Already did. But watch out. He doesn't know you're onto him, but he's a shrewd guy. Be vigilant, and don't draw any unwanted attention.
I'll rely on my good old shadow assassin skills.
Excellent. On your return, I'll have your new documents and identity ready, and a plan to move forward.
Curiosity often finds its way aboard the Black Pulse, even in the smallest of moments, when a jittery Toto leads Millie into the depths of Kale's private sanctum. An unplanned detour unveils more than just a room full of neatly kept treasures. Among the shells of artifacts lies a peculiar relic, its secrets waiting to be revealed.
Thank you for bringing back all these interesting food. They inspire me to do more magic tricks.
You're welcome. Everything was dealt with accordingly with the hack?
Yes, all the activities stopped, but we gathered it came from the Void Reach system. We suspect Zara might be behind this.
Peculiar.
Ooh, Void Reach. I heard about that planet. Not good things, though.
Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. What do you want to know?
Toto, what's wrong?
Oh, I think he ate one of the jitter beans that fell on the floor. Let me go get him back.
As they pursue Toto across the ship, Millie spots him entering Gale's room and proceeds to run after him.
There you are, naughty boy. Did the jitter bean not taste so good?
As she tries to calm him down, she can't help but notice Gale's neatly organized room and artifacts on the shelf.
There, feeling better, huh? You like belly scratches, don't you? But what's this? An impressive collection of artifacts.
There you are.
Yes, Toto ran into this room and I managed to calm him down a bit by scratching his belly with this brush that was laying on the desk.
Well, Toto, let's get you some ice cream to get rid of that awful jitter bean taste. Oh, and try to put that brush back as you found it. Gale can be a bit, touchy about his brushes.
By the way, where did you guys get this particular artifact? It looks like an orb of temporal resonance, but a smaller version.
Really?
Still, they're very rare.
And what does it do?
They say such objects could weave time for the person who wields it, but with a price. Does Gale know how to control it?
I doubt it. He was just intrigued by how it looked. Do you know how it works?
The artifact emits a faint temporal pulse that can manipulate the aging process. Touching it with intent can either rewind or fast-forward a person's biological clock.
That sounds really powerful and dangerous in the wrong hands.
It responds to the user's emotional states and desire. For example, thinking of your youth might make you younger, whilst dwelling on experiences could age you. However, using it too frequently can cause unintended side effects, like temporal disorientation, nausea, memory loss, or worse.
I could do it a few years of my current age. Remaining young forever doesn't sound too bad.
Haha, don't get your hopes up. The effects are only temporary.
Well, Millie, I think it's going to be really interesting to have you with us. Your knowledge about ancient artifacts and rituals will be invaluable.
I don't know everything, of course, but I'll share whatever knowledge I have.
Good. Now let's go back to the kitchen. I promised Toto some ice cream, did I not? You guys look worried. Did anything happen?
I just got an alert from Rose's belt, and you're not gonna believe this.
What is it?
It's also coming from Void Reach.
Eve decides to go for an early nap, leaving the rest of the crew to take a break from their misfortune with a well-earned drink. Naturally, they head to a bar known for its stellar reputation, the Dark Matter Bar in Kragos.
Ooh, this place looks fun. Were you guys here before?
No, but Draven said the drinks were really nice. And I could use some booze to forget our recent misfortunes.
Looks to be a rough crowd, though. Best not to draw attention. The robotic waitresses here are surprisingly well designed, though. I think I might ask one for her code base.
Oh, wow, Nero. Do robots even go on dates?
Redeem? Probably just some system diagnostics.
Hey, that's not what I meant.
Hello, strangers. Care for a game of Cosmic Hold'em?
No thanks. We're here to unwind and not to lose our life savings.
Suit yourself.
Welcome to the Dark Matter Bar. What can I serve you?
Anything with honey inside.
For me, any regular beer will do.
We'll take carrot juice.
Come on, Nero. You don't want anything stronger?
I must remain sharp, and alcohol doesn't mix well with my gray matter.
Gray matter, dark matter, what does it matter?
Alcohol makes me an even better fighter.
Here you go.
Ooh, let's make a toast.
Sure, but to what?
To new adventures and new friendships.
Do you think you will see Rose again?
Well, given her last location was in Voidreach, I don't see us bumping into her anytime soon. But who knows?
And so, Rose might be a lot closer than the crew suspects. But will they recognize her now that she's her true self again?
What now? This better be more good news.
The screen flickers on once more. A flustered Ravager captain appears, visibly sweating and clutching his communicator.
Boss! We have a problem!
A problem? Your entire existence is a problem, Captain. Spit it out before I lose my patience.
The, truck carrying the shipment from the Crash Elite Enforcer ship. It's gone! Stolen!
Stolen? By whom?
We're not sure, boss. A robot and a weird guy with a mustache and a French accent. They ambushed us. The cargo is gone, everything, including the components we salvaged.
The beer glass in Corzon's hands shatters under his tightening grip, crimson liquid dripping onto the armrest of his drone.
You lost an enforcer shipload? Do you have any idea how much that was worth?
Researching, boss. We've sent patrols to every quadrant. We'll find them.
You better hope so. If that cargo isn't recovered soon, you'll get a closer look at the inside of the Rampager's cage. Now get out of my face!
Master, do you think this could be connected to the Black Pulse crew?
Perhaps. If it is, they'll soon learn that I do not take kindly to thieves. That don't work for me. Bring the Ravagers. Time to make a sketch and prepare the bounty notices, double the usual price.
As you wish, Master.
Yes. Black Bolts, if this is your doing, you're even more impressive and careless than I thought.
Corzon's menacing laugh echoes through the arena as he begins plotting his next move.
The Zone Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on The Zone. Buy now at TheZone.com/boxing.